Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for having us here in our church. Please send your Holy Spirit and use me as your servant to deliver the message of God in this place. Please help us to understand the message of God and help us to apply this into our lives. Thank you, Lord. We pray in your name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I just want you to look at these pictures. Do you know the difference between these two vessels? Do you know the name of the vessel? The first one is Titanic. What is another one? I'll show you. Have you ever seen the movie Titanic? Did you enjoy yourselves? Or you didn't? I enjoyed watching the movie with my wife in 1997, before we got married. It was one of the best movies that I have ever seen. It was based on a real story. I liked the story and movie stars. Titanic was built in 1911, but was sunk in 1912. Have you ever seen this vessel named Dulles? Yeah, there's many. Great. Dulles means servant or slave in Greek. Dulles was built in 1914 and had been traveling to many countries for more than 90 years. In 1977, Dulles was sold to OM International, which was known as one of the mission organizations. Dulles had been sailing until 2010. For more than 30 years, Dulles had been used for the glory of God. Through Dulles, many people had heard about the message of God and came to the Lord. Now you know the difference between Titanic and Dulles. Both vessels were built in similar years, but Titanic was used for the enjoyment of people, but Dulles was used for the glory of God. The Titanic was sunk in 1912, and many people died, but Dulles was sailing, and many people came to the Lord. While the Dulles stationed here in Auckland in June 2008, my family had a chance to take a tour by the guidance of a crew. We were so much impressed with the vessel because many people have been working for the glory of God. Human beings might be the same. Some people would like to enjoy their lives without God. Others like to glorify God and give their lives to Him. What are your plans? Do you want to be used for the glory of God? Or do you want to live in happiness just for you and your family members without God? As I said last Sunday, do you remember our chief end? What is our main purpose of living? Our chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the main purpose of our lives. The key passages for this sermon are verse 25 and 33. It says, do not worry about your life, and seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these will be given to you as well. If we focus on God and His kingdom and His righteousness, our Lord will give us our daily needs, and He will be responsible for our lives. Today, I want to help you not to worry about our daily lives. And first of all, we need to understand what worry means. It comes from the Greek word merimnao, meaning worry or be anxious. It deals with our daily living things such as food, clothing, houses, and so on. We might worry about these things, but our Lord says that don't worry about these things. There is another meaning for this word, merimnao. It is spiritual meaning. It means that we might worry about these things. Do you know what these are? These will be about God and ministries. We might worry about our Lord God and His ministries. If you worry about God and His ministries, it is all right for you to worry. Look at Jesus. What happened before He died on the cross? Jesus worried about people who didn't understand and follow Him. He wanted many people to come to know and accept Him as Lord and Savior. But there were very few people who knew about Him and who followed Him. Thus, our Lord worried about these things. What about Apostle Paul? He was one of the sincere disciples of Christ. Even in hard times, he didn't worry. And he said in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything with thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and request to God. Paul told believers of Christ not to worry about anything, but pray. He was one of the great servants of God. However, we found that he worried at some stages. Have you found any biblical passages? Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. Besides everything else, each day I am burdened down, worry about all the churches. Here, he worried about all the churches. He worried about God and His people who are having hard times. This means that you don't have to worry about your daily lives, such as money, wealth, food, and clothing, and anything else here in this world. However, you could worry about God and godly ministries. While you are in godly ministries such as preaching, teaching, and healing, you could be anxious. They could be alright in God. Let us come to the first verse, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Don't worry. If we suffer from any sickness or disease, we might be able to see a doctor, and he or she can cure or heal us. But if we suffer from mental, psychological, and spiritual illness, we might see a doctor or specialist, but it would be very hard to be cured because these are based on our stresses, worries, anxieties, and sadness. Don't worry and give all of these to Jesus. Jesus can do it. That is His job. To understand the passage better, we need to make sure what had happened in the time of Jesus. Many people were having difficulties surviving. In those days, they didn't have enough food, and they would worry about their daily lives, food, clothes, houses. The message of God was preached to those who had difficulties finding food, clothing, and shelter. They worried about their daily lives. They had no hope, and they had no future. However, the message of God gave them hope and a future. And our Lord said, "Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?" Our life and our body are more important than food and clothes. If our Lord gave us body and life, He will give us food and clothes. If we focus on God and follow Him, He will provide us with our daily needs as well. This doesn't mean that we don't have to work or get a job. We need to work to glorify God and please Him. While I was studying at Ledru College, I had worked for mission with a family. Both of us served God without any support and payment. Later, we donated all of our offerings to a missionary who served in Africa for a long time. She told us that she was having hard times in preaching the message of God and caring for people. Most of them worried about their daily lives, food, clothes, and accommodation. Some teenage girls were engaged in prostitution, and they were pregnant too soon. Many died of severe illness and AIDS. It was like hell for her eyes, and there was no hope. However, she started preaching the message of God and cared for them. They had been changed. She learned that only the message of God changed their lives. Even though the situation was not very good, they had the hope of God and were given new life in Christ. And our Lord said in verse 26, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Birds naturally build their nests and feed their young ones. But it is God who feeds and clothes them. Birds are mere animals and killed by God. But we are created by God and He in His own image. The Bible says, 'Are you not much more valuable than they?' God chose each one of us before the creation of the world. We were not made by accident. We were made on God's own purpose. Don't worry, because God has His own plans. for each one of us, and He will help us to achieve God's dream. Thus, don't worry. He will show us what we can do for God. And verse 28 says, "Why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you? Oh, you of a little faith, in this world we need food, we need clothes, we need accommodations for our daily lives. Sadly, many people are more concerned about these things. They say, I need more food, clothes, and house. And they are not satisfied with their lives. Look at Solomon. He had so much money, wealth, and power, but he was not satisfied. Finally, he turned away from God because of these earthly belongings. Some people might be like Solomon. They might focus on the earthly things, not heavenly things. They focus on the world, not God. Some years ago, I was discouraged. I complained about my life. I thought that my life was a failure. I didn't expect my life to be in that way. I was disappointed. Later, I realized that I spent more time on this world than God. Later, I changed my mind. I knew that my life might have been unsuccessful in this world, but my life would be successful in God's kingdom. What I could do was that I needed to focus on God and follow Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Do it all for the glory of God. And how could we glorify God? Our Lord says in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23, Jesus went teaching and preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Our Lord spent much time on teaching and preaching and healing. And another verse is Matthew 28, verse 19. "Go and make disciples of all nations." Go and make disciples of all nations. And 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season." These messages reminded us of the importance of God's ministries. Our job is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever in teaching and preaching and healing. If we follow the word of God and live for Him, our Lord will guide us and care for us. Look at disciples of Jesus. They left everything in this world and followed Jesus. And Jesus cared for them, whatever they did and wherever they went. What about you? Do you follow God or do you follow the world? Do you worry about God or do you worry about your lives? Look at disciples of Jesus. They were frustrated. They were persecuted, but they didn't worry because they were concerned about God. They didn't care about their lives because they set their goals on God. In this world, they went through hard times for God, but they believed that they would be blessed by God. And our Lord said in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 31 to 32, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Pagans, ethnos, literally means non-Jews or Gentiles, but they are non-believers of Christ. They would worry about their daily lives. However, believers of Christ wouldn't worry about their daily lives because they had confidence in God that God would provide them with their daily needs. This can be applied to our ministries. This can be applied to all believers in Christ. As the Bible says, "Do not worry about your life. What shall we eat? What shall we wear?" Instead, keep focusing on God. Keep following God, and God will care for you. And He will guide you, no matter where you go, no matter what to do. After I graduated from a university in South Korea, I started working as a staff at the university. At the time, I didn't have enough money to support my parents, who are not very well, and to pay for the rent. At the church, I served as a volunteer teacher for youth and young adults. During the weekends, I spent most of my days looking after them. I would also visit orphanages to care for those who didn't have their parents. Even though I had a little money to do this, God provided me with enough food and money for the rent. Later, my father died of cancer, and my mother was not very well after she had a stroke. My brother and sister didn't settle well. Despite hard situations, I still served God, the church, and its members my best. God cared for me and my family. Through the times, I learned that if I focused on God and followed Him, God would help me to survive and provided me with daily needs. However, if I didn't focus on God and didn't follow Him, I would have hard times in this world. Once again, keep focusing on God at any time, even in hard times. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 says, "We felt sure that we were going to die, but this made us stop trusting in ourselves and start trusting God, who raises the dead to life." Paul and believers of Christ had difficulties in preaching the message of God, but through the hard times, they had come closer to God and to trust in Him. They had learned to focus on God than the world. We might have hard times. We might have troubles. But we still need to obey God and follow Him. Let us read together the last verse, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The disciples of Jesus set their purpose in God and God's kingdom and God's righteousness, even though their lives were hardened, frustrated. They experienced that God guided them and cared for them. They focused on God and spent much time on glorifying God. At their journeys, still, God was with them and provided them with daily needs. In this world, we still have trouble. We still have hard times. We still have struggles. However, if we are with God, our Lord will care for each one of us. He will help us how to overcome the world. Let us come and to worship our Lord. He will be still with us. Let us pray to our Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for having you with us in this world. We still need your help. Help us not to worry about our daily lives, but help us to worry about God and His ministries. Help us to come closer to you. You have done great works for your people. In this world, we might have trouble, but take heart. You have overcome the world. Thank you so much, Lord. We believe you will be with us and you will care for each one of us at all times and even in hard times. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.